You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Well, we're discussing one of my favorite topics other than markets and money, of course, and that is food. And looking at South Africa's standing in the global food security ladder, and according to the recent Global Food Security Index that was published by The Economist, South Africa stands at number 70 out of 113 countries in terms of food security. And this compares to our ranking of number 44 in 2019, and that was before the pandemic hit. But we do have Wandile Sihlobo, Chief Economist at the Agricultural Business Chamber of South Africa, AgBiz, joining us on the show to make sense of the index. My good friend, very good to speak with you. I think this is the first time you speak to me on the market update, right?
Yeah, first time. Good afternoon.
Welcome, sir. Wandile, help us understand these figures. How should we interpret 2021 compared to 2019? Because it looks like things have gotten a little bit worse for us from a food security point of view.
Yeah, I think the best point to open up the discussion is just to acknowledge, firstly, that, you know, some of the global indexes like this, they are useful in giving us a view of where we sit, as you say, in the global ladder, but they have their weaknesses. So I think while we could reiterate South Africa's standing, but we should be conscious that if one look at the sub-indexes here, like, for example, it measures affordability, availability, quality, and the other things. It's very difficult to actually come up with the sound measurement for each and every country in order to be able to make a broad ranking here. So this is a point of caution as people are looking at this index. But what we can read from these results is that they are telling us that we are at a relatively worse position compared to 2019. But it's not as that bad, because if you look at the metrics of that ranking, South Africa is just down by one point compared to where we were in 2019. But other countries happen to see a bit more progress over the past 2 years. Hence, South Africa seems to have dropped from around about 44 and now worsens to go to around about number 70.
Yeah. Okay. But in terms of maybe looking at the index then with a pinch of salt and looking at the reality on the ground as you see it, given that this is your space, what does the picture around food security look like by way of, you know, the number of people that are able to access food and that are able to afford a decent meal?
Yeah, I think over the past 2 years in South Africa, the key issue that we've been having is around affordability. Because in the index, I mean, and just by general definition of what we're talking about when we talk about food security, because food security, you're looking at availability, nutrition and safety and affordability. And I think on availability, South Africa has been having one of the best seasons. I mean, this particular season that we're emerging from now, the 2020-21, was one of the best on record for a number of crops, which means that in as far as the availability of supply in South Africa, we've been doing relatively well. And I think also on the safety of food that South Africa is having, at least for those products that are at the retail level, I think the regulations that measure those that regulate those quality are pretty much been intact over time. The key thing that we've been seeing is just the general rise on prices. And I think that's what, even on this index, I would say it's consistent with what we are seeing in South Africa. Because prices, for example, if you look at the food price inflation, that's for the past 8 months of this year, you'll see that we've averaged at around about 6.5% in South Africa. You compare that with where we were in 2020, the food price inflation was around about 4.8%. The year before, 2019, around about 3.1%. So food prices have been rising at a relatively faster pace. But then we would have to ask to say, are they rising at a faster pace because of the issues domestically, or what's driving this? And as I said, we have a large supply domestically, but the key driving factors have been the global dynamics rather than the South African issues.
Some of those global dynamics do include, I believe, what is happening to the oil price. I mean, last I checked, we are knocking on $90 per barrel's door. And I just want to understand, I mean, what that does mean for the direction that food prices could take, in your view.
Yeah, I mean, you're 100% correct that the shipping costs have been one of the key issues And obviously affected by the oil prices and also just the shortages of the containers of moving products. But the other fundamental issue has been the dry weather conditions in South America. And South America is an important player in the global food space, particularly grains and oilseeds. But also, we see a lot of a strong demand in China on buying a particular product. And that also has been one of the key issues driving up our prices globally. And we do think some of those factors will persist going forward. And then you could see them obviously continuing to play part in South Africa. But for the year, we now think that food price inflation in South Africa will moderate from levels of just over 7%, for example, if you were to look at the August numbers. Going forward now, we see moderation and thinking that food price inflation in South Africa could average at around about 5.5 or 6% or so this year.
All right. But just looking at the overall picture, as you did mention, I mean, we need to take some of these indexes with a pinch of salt. And if you actually look holistically, since 2019, we haven't really done that much worse. But we also saw in the pandemic a government that stepped up and provided people that didn't have food parcels. During the riots, we saw a similar picture, as well as the relief grants that were provided, perhaps to make it a lot easier for people to afford and access food. In your view, where are the areas of opportunity for South Africa to improve the reality of its food security standing on the ground?
Yeah, I mean, 100% there, because I cannot boost about the availability while the number of people who are going to bed without food are over 6 million South Africans. So we do have a problem on the ground on that. And I think it's in two ways. The first thing is the fact that many people are out of work. So affording food, regardless of how much the prices could drop, it's going to remain a key issue. So we have to think about how do we create employment so that people could work, but at the same time, how do we expand food production? And those areas of focus that you want me to point on are CKZN, Eastern Cape, and Limpopo, as some of the provinces that still have underutilized land in as far as agriculture, but also there's opportunities for agro-processing, which is now value-add and coming on into the manufacturing space of food within those provinces.
All right. Wandile, thank you for giving us the real picture. That was Wandile Sihlobo. He is the chief agricultural economist at AgBiz.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.